This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is restricting passenger flights that include people who have recently traveled from China.
The U.S. has started a 14-day mandatory quarantine for U.S. citizens returning from China's coronavirus hotspot, the Hubei province, where the capital city of Wuhan is located. They are being flown to 11 designated airports where travelers are undergoing extra screening. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Nancy Messonnier.
At those airports, they will be screened for fever, cough, difficulty breathing. If symptomatic, American citizens and those who are exempt will be transferred for further medical evaluation. If asymptomatic, American citizens and those who are exempt will be subject to a mandatory 14-day quarantine at or near that location.
The U.S. has also imposed bans for most non-citizens who traveled to China within the past 2 weeks. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The number of deaths have exceeded 420, with the number of infections surpassing 20,000. Iowa Democrats are fiercely united by the goal of unseating U.S. President Donald Trump, but they've been sharply divided at the state's caucuses Monday over which candidate is best equipped to do so. The results from AP VoteCast show how difficult it can be in any single contender to unite an increasingly diverse coalition of voters. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders enjoys greater backing from young voters. Former Vice President Joe Biden has slightly more support from older voters. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has a slight edge with women. AP VoteCast is a survey of more than 2,800 voters who said they plan to take part in the Iowa caucuses right now. It says that the Iowa Democratic Presidential Caucus results have been delayed due to quality checks. This is VOA News. While there have been closing arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump Monday, Tuesday he will address a joint session of Congress to deliver his State of the Union address. More from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
It is an unprecedented situation, a State of the Union address from an impeached president running for re-election. The White House says in the speech, with the theme of the Great American Comeback, U.S. President Donald Trump will encourage Congress to work with him. Trump, however, late Sunday, seemed to dampen such expectations, telling an interviewer he is not sure the Democrats can cooperate as they want to win this year's presidential election, and it doesn't matter how. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The latest trial of a vaccine against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has been halted as results show it is not working. The Maryland-based U.S. National Institutes of Health announced Monday it has stopped the HVTN-702 study in South Africa following a recommendation of an independent data and safety monitoring board. Ukraine's president says a leaked audio recording proves the Iranian government knew immediately that it shot down the Ukrainian jetliner last month in Tehran, killing everyone aboard despite denying involvement for days. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
President Volodymyr Zelensky made the comments during a visit by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. It comes a day after a Ukrainian news channel aired what appears to be the air traffic control tower talking to another passenger jet, an Iranian one, shortly before the incident. The pilot can be heard saying that he saw what appears to be a missile in the air. The tower tries to contact the Ukrainian jet with no response. The pilot then reports seeing a huge explosion. 176 people were killed. The Iranian government is decrying the leak. It says that as a result, it will stop sharing evidence with Kiev investigators.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. A Homeland Security official says the number of border apprehensions has dropped for the eighth straight month following crackdowns by the Trump administration that include forcing asylum seekers back over the U.S.-Mexico border. The official says the number of encounters with border officials over the past 4 months was 165,000. A year earlier, during the same period, it was 242,000. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because of the official results have not been released. The steep decline will almost certainly figure heavily into President Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.